Ms. Harris.
Good evening. Harry Harris, president of All My Neighbors in Action. And first thing I want to say is congratulations, Commissioner R. Smith, on your reappointment. Very pleased about that. I'm a family member of a slain police officer. And his murderer is not behind bars. His murderer is not dead. His murderer is out free, thanks to Commissioner Keene. He was the father of three children who never saw their father. One was 5 years old. He's never seen his grandchildren. And you're asking police officers to risk their lives every day with criminals out there with Uzis. What are we talking about here? Earlier, a speaker came up and she spoke about having more police officers in service for her young son out in the Western Addition. I mean, you can't have it both ways. You can't have public safety and then ask officers to risk their lives and then nail them to the wall when they do their job. Mrs. Boyd said no one's above the law, and that's right, and that includes her son. He was not a Boy Scout. I'm sorry to say that, but it's the truth. My son is biracial. One day he was stopped. There was something that occurred on Ocean Avenue, and he said, Mom, I got stopped. The police questioned me. And I'm like, check yourself out, dude. You've got this hood over your head. Your pants hanging down. You're not working. You know, you match the description of what was told. Get a job. Get on a tie and a suit. And act right, and it won't happen again. And that's exactly what he did. And that's, you know, he's on a first-name basis. Hello, officer, good morning. I mean, that's what it, you know, to do the right thing, and you won't have a problem. This, you know, you say lack of regard for human life. You say it's not okay to take a human life. Why is it okay to take an officer's life? Why is it okay for them to put their office, their life on the line? And we have grieving families, and that's why people are having a ceremony in Sacramento, and that's why the chief is going to Washington, D.C. I mean, that is heavy-duty stuff. And here we're talking about the district attorney investigating the case and no sustained complaint. I mean, what more do you want? I'm just saying that they can file a citizen's complaint or whatever, or a civil suit, but I think it is wrong for the OCC to be pursuing this. Thank you.